So, good morning. Thank you for the introduction. My name is a little bit hard to pronounce, really. I'm Guilherme Raucci. I'm an undergraduate student from University of São Paulo in Brazil. And before I begin my talk, I want to acknowledge Dr. João Carvalho, who's the author of the thesis that inspired this presentation, and also Professor Carlos Seri from the Center of Nuclear Energy in Agriculture. First, let's take a look to the greenhouse gases emissions inside the land use change and agricultural sectors. We can see that they represent the majority of the emissions in Brazil. Approximately 75% of our CO2 emissions, mostly due to the deforestation process and the burn of native vegetations, and 91% of methane and 94% of nitrous oxide emissions that are directly related to agriculture. So this leaves us with 25% of emissions related to fossil fuel burning, against almost 80% in the rest of the world. So if we consider these emissions, we jump from a 17th position in a global ranking of emissions to a 4th position in Brazil. Oh, about the land use change process in Brazil, an important example of what's historically been going on in Brazil is the conversion of native vegetation either to pasture or agriculture. And many times, pastures are also converted to agriculture. However, in the past decades, there are an improved system that we call integrated crop livestock system that basically combine different productive systems of fiber, grains, energy crops, for example, integrated with pastures in the same area under rotation, crop succession, or consortiation, for example. These systems, they have been proving to improve different properties of the soil, and also they reduce the impact of the opening of new areas, which is the major benefit of the system. So the different management systems and the management practices, they influence carbon sequestration and the soil, acting either as a source or a sink of carbon to the atmosphere. So the aim of the study was to evaluate changes in soil carbon stocks and the greenhouse gases emissions in different land uses in the Brazilian Cerrado, in order to determine the soil carbon sequestration. So our study site is located in the central west region of Brazil, in the state of Goiás, within the Cerrado biome. And the soil type, very important for us, is a dystropheric oxysol, very deep and well-drained. And the precipitation rates are very high, ranging from 1500 up to 1800 millimeters per year. And we have a relative high mean temperature, around 23 degrees Celsius. Once again, the sites were chosen because they represent the typical land use changes going on in Brazil. So, in our study area, the native vegetation was converted to a pasture and to a crop succession in the year of 1986. And then part of this crop succession was converted to an integrated system in 1999. Just to clarify, the crop succession is under no tillage, basically a soybean and corn rotation, succession. And the integrated system, in this case, we are looking to a two-year rotation. Starts with the soybean, and then corn is planted together with the grass, in this case the brachiaria, under an integrated system called System Santa Fe in Brazil. So by the time the corn is ready to be harvested, we have the grass ready to feed the cattle and leaving a cover for the next crop, in this case, the cotton. So, material methods. Soil sampling was undertaken in March 2007 and April 2009 in 5 different profiles in each area and 4 different soil layers. And then the samples were analyzed in the laboratory. Gas sampling. We did 9 sampling times between April 2007 and March 2009, utilizing 5 static manual chambers. And the samples were analyzed by gas chromatography. So here we have the pictures of the chambers in each of these areas, the native vegetation, the pasture, the crop succession, and the integrated system. So, in order to determine the soil carbon sequestration, it's not only important to know the changes in the carbon stocks, but also which are the emissions related in those changes. So it turns out that the carbon sequestration is basically a balance between these 2 parameters. So first, results for soil carbon stocks. We begin with the native vegetation being our baseline in this study. It's in equilibrium, so the stocks remain unchanged. By the time it was converted to pasture and to agriculture, we've noticed a decrease in the soil carbon stocks, and the decrease rates are represented by the slopes in the curve here and the linear adjustment that we did. This decrease is basically due to the soil disturbance in the moment of the conversion, and also due to those high decomposition rates because of the high precipitation and temperature in this region. However, with the introduction of the integrated system, we have a positive accumulation rate of carbon in the soil, which is due basically because of the mutual benefit of the grass together with the crop. The grass has a large root system that adds carbon below ground and also leaves a generous amount of cover for the no-tillage system. Here we have a picture of the no-tillage system and the integrated system under no-tillage. So you can see the great amount of roots below ground. Our results for greenhouse gas fluxes. Once again, as has been said in other presentations here, the fluxes are very low and close to each other. However, we have higher emissions for the pasture, basically due to the presence of animals and the manure and urine deposition, and also due to physical conditions that might be favoring denitrification, for example, the soil compaction. In the case of the integrated system, the higher nitrous oxide fluxes are related to the application of nitrogen fertilizers in this area. Relation to the methane emissions, as related in other studies, native vegetations under tropical climates, especially in a well-drained soil like ours, represent a sink of methane due to microbial oxidation. Once again, these values are very close to each other, but we've noticed a positive value for the pasture that might be due to the presence of anaerobic sites, once again due soil compaction, and due manure deposition in this area. So about the soil carbon sequestration now. We have this table with the fluxes converted into carbon equivalent, and those values here represent now the difference between the emissions in these land uses in relation to their previous use. In the case of pasture and crop succession, the previous use was the native vegetation. So these values here represent, for example, a loss of 0.28 megagrams per hectare per year of carbon in the pasture in relation to the native vegetation. We also have the carbon accumulation rates that were the slopes of the linear adjustments represented in the previous graph. And so by doing a balance, we can determine the carbon sequestration rate. Here, this graph, I think it's very represent our results. The first bar here represent the greenhouse gas fluxes converted in carbon equivalent. The second bar, the carbon accumulation or loss rate in the soil. And finally, the carbon sequestration rate, which in our case was positive for the integrated system. And final conclusions, the conversion of native vegetation to a pasture and crop succession resulted in loss of carbon to the atmosphere. In our study, the integrated system represented a good strategy for soil carbon sequestration in Brazil, which is has been also represented in other studies utilizing different integrated systems in different regions of Brazil. Thank you.
Another factor to consider in looking at overall impact on systems like this would be to include the amount of energy used both directly and indirectly through tillage and factor operation. Do you have any sense of how that would compare?
Yeah, we have. We are now doing this kind of study to have like a general balance of the system. So we are considering now liming application, the use of energy in machinery, energy, fuel, to have a general balance of the system.
Next question.
So when did you decide to go to the sample of the greenhouse gas? Was it a random time, or did you?
Yeah, in this case was, yeah, it was a random time. We know that this is a major critic for our study because it was better. We know that the spikes of emissions have related events such as precipitation or fertilization application. But now in this current study, we are focusing in measuring these emissions in these main events. But in this case of this study, it was a random sampling.
I was curious how many actual landowners are interested in implementing something like this.
The integrated system?
Yeah.
Many. In Brazil, this is the major system that is going on in the Cerrado region. This is one example, the system Santa Fe that I presented, the culture, the corn being planted together with the grass, because we have a large amount of degraded pastures in Brazil. So these systems, they improve the use of these pastures, recover these pastures, and also benefit in soil and chemical properties and in the general use of area in Brazil.
I think we need to move on at this point.
Thank you
very much.